presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Boy, oh boy, listen to the roar of that motor as Hop brings his ship in for a landing. And believe you me, when Hop brings her in, it's never anything but a perfect three-point landing, because Hop's an expert flyer. How did he get to be so expert, even though he's only 18 years old? Well, there's only one answer to that. He was thoroughly trained in the groundwork, learned all the fundamentals of flying while he was still in high school. He had to do this all on his own, too, at great expense to his Aunt Agatha. But that was before pre-flight training courses were established in high schools. Fellas and girls, now you have an opportunity to get the same basic pre-flight training that makes Hop Harrigan such an expert flyer, at no cost to yourself or your parents. How? Simply by taking the pre-flight courses now being established in high schools from coast to coast. Courses that teach navigation, meteorology, aviation, aerodynamics, engine design, and other things that make a good flyer. What's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during regular school hours. You fellows who are planning to join the Army or Navy Air Forces to help win this war, and you fellows and girls who are looking forward to careers in peacetime civilian aviation when this war is won, don't waste any time. Arrange at once to include aviation courses in your high school curriculum. If some of you boys and girls listening are not yet old enough to take these courses, tell your older brothers and sisters about them. If the pre-flight training courses have not yet been set up in your school, ask your principal about them. If he can't answer your question satisfactorily, write to the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. After several narrow escapes from German patrols, Hop Harrigan, who had parachuted down into occupied France on a special mission, finally made contact with Karl Strasser, supposedly a British agent. Strasser was to arrange the theft of a German Messerschmitt, on which was mounted the new, deadly Nazi airplane cannon. But what Hop didn't know was that the real Karl Strasser he had met was really a Gestapo agent in disguise. Innocently, Hop pulled the Gestapo net tighter, not only around himself, but also around his friends. Meanwhile, with Hop on his way to Calais, a detachment of Nazi troops has gone to the farm of the Coulards with orders to destroy the modest house and take the French family prisoners. Listen.
Papa, it is Lisa. She has returned.
Oui, maman. I will open the door. Germans!
Quite right, Coulard. Germans. You schweins. You know the penalty for aiding enemies of the Third Reich? Now you will suffer.
We do not know what you are talking, monsieur.
Quiet, you crow. You know what we mean? We learned this morning how you gave aid and shelter to a British spy. And now you will learn how the Nazis handle such matters.
Burn the house!
Yeah. Oh, please, monsieur, please!
Moment, oh, no. Cry. We will be all right. The Nazis cannot help us.
Oh, those good hearted animals, papa. The owls of our children.
And while Hitler's gangsters pillage and burn the little farm of the friendly Collards who have helped him, Hop has arrived at Calais and is approaching the doors of a cafe near the waterfront, the Café Boule de Suite.
And what will monsieur have?
Oh, I'm not drinking, thank you.
Then what is it you wish?
Hey, I'm looking for a man named Brigitte. François Brigitte.
Brigitte. Who are you?
A friend.
A friend. Frenchmen have few friends these days, mon ami. They are only enemies.
Oh, listen, bartender, I gotta see Brigitte. Do you know him?
It is possible that I do. It is possible I do not. What is your business with him?
That I can only tell him.
I see. Is there any word you would like to have me pass on to Brigitte?
Yeah, just one. Victory.
Victory? Well, speak. What is it you wish?
Well, I told you I want to see Brigitte.
I am Brigitte.
Oh, well, I thought...
Keep your voice down.
Sorry.
What is it you wish?
Well, this is the story. I contacted Strasser in Grandview. You know him?
I've never seen him, but I've heard of Strasser. He's a good operative, one of the best.
Well, he looked pretty capable to me. But that's a funny name for a Frenchman. Strasser sounds almost German.
He is German. That is why he's able to operate so well. What is your name?
Harrigan. Hop Harrigan.
Thumbs up, mon ami, as you British say.
Yeah, honey, I'm not British. I'm American.
So, mon ami, American. Eh bien. That makes me feel very good. It really does.
Say, can we go somewhere? I mean where we can talk.
The safest place is here.
Hey, garçon, souper.
At your service, monsieur. Wait here. Look unconcerned. Act natural.
Okay.
You are more clair de la lune, mon ami. A pretty French song, is it not?
Yeah. Makes me think of some people who are very good to me.
In this business, there is no room for sentiment. Now, tell me, what is the plan?
Well, Strasser's going to meet us here.
What? That is dangerous. We should keep apart.
Well, I have no papers, no travel permit. Strasser had to get them for me, and I couldn't very well refuse to tell him where I was meeting you.
Oh, oui, you are right.
Well, when Strasser gets here, he'll tell us what time I can safely go to the aerodrome at Grandview to take the plane.
Plane? What plane?
Oh, gee, I forgot you don't know about all this. Well, the Germans are using a new type of cannon in their Messerschmitt 110s. I'm supposed to fly one back to England so the British can study it.
Well, then, what do you want of me?
You're to radio to England in code, telling them to send a fighter escort and that the plane's got to get away safely. Once I'm off the ground with it, the Nazis are going to throw everything they have at me.
I see. Well, it's a very good plan. But how did you know about me?
Kirby, the man who's supposed to come here, got sick and I substituted. He told me all about you. He gave me your secret orders.
I see. Frankly, mon ami, I do not like all this. It is a risky business. We are playing with our lives. Could the English not lower one of the cannon-equipped Messerschmitts over England and then shoot it down?
Well, that's been tried, but the Nazis won't play. They won't even come over the channel.
Eh bien. I suppose it is the only way.
If you two French gentlemen will pardon our intrusion, perhaps you will serve us a beer.
But of course, monsieur.
Then serve it at once.
1,000 pardons, monsieur.
Marche schnell. Talk less and do more. And you, my friend, you have nothing to say?
No, monsieur.
Strange. Very strange. You Frenchmen have so much to say usually. Lately you have been quiet. So quiet.
Oui, monsieur.
No, monsieur. Oui, monsieur. Is that all you know?
My apologies. I'm so clumsy. I will bring you another glass directly. Here you are.
And my beer. Where is it?
I will bring it directly. I'm sorry.
I will sit at this table. I want service worthy of a German officer. I hate that.
Phew, that was close. I didn't know any other French.
That is why I dropped the glass. Could hear you fumbling for words. Zut alors, I was shaking like a leaf.
Strasser should be here soon. He said he was taking the next train.
I still do not think it wise of him to show his face in Calais, but we shall see.
Gosh, this is certainly nerve-wracking business. I'd rather fly a plane any day.
So would I, mon ami. So would I.
Hello, Harrigan. You see, I am here.
Strasser! Gee, I'm sure glad to see you. I was getting worried.
I am here.
This is Francois Brichet.
How do you do?
The password?
Victory.
And death to Germany. All right. You two would please go out the front door and around to the back alley.
Oui.
Be careful not to draw any attention to yourselves. I would meet you at the back door.
We will go immediately.
I still think it is an unnecessary risk your coming here, Strasser.
I felt it my duty. We'll meet you at the back.
Good. I do not like the way these German officers are looking at us. Go quickly. Jules!
Oui, monsieur?
Take care of the bar. I must go to the wine cellar. We are running short of champagne. Come quickly, Pigeonhead.
I am coming.
The customers will want wine. Here, help me with this trapdoor.
Oui, monsieur.
Bon. I will be back shortly. Make sure I am not followed. Always something else. Now it is to be Strasser and Calais, and the place full up to here with Germans. Come in, quickly.
Okay. Is this where you have the wireless hidden?
There is now no further need to whisper. We cannot be overheard here.
Good. There is no time to lose. The plane will be ready at 12 midnight.
Tonight?
Tonight. Therefore, we will want the British escort to appear exactly 5 minutes before, at 11:55.
But why?
There will be so many German planes taking the air to fight off the attack of the RAF that we will be able to get you into the air without any suspicion. You see?
Eh bien, that is clever, very clever, Strasser.
Thank you, Bouget. And I am grateful to you for your assistance.
We all work for France, do we not?
Gee, I can't get over it. Tonight at 12.
Then we must decide at once how many planes will be needed.
We must make sure there are enough. There can be no slips.
Yeah, you're right. But I'd say two squadrons.
Not nearly enough. What good are 25 planes? We need more. This Messerschmitt with the new cannon must be brought safely to England. Order 8 squadrons.
But that is 100 planes.
That is right.
100 planes, 100 Spitfires, all for this one job.
It must be done as I say. Now, is this your wireless room?
It is well hidden, no?
Gee, this doesn't look like a wireless room. It's a wine cellar.
We have tried well to conceal it.
Where is your antenna? I did not see it when I approached the cafe.
No, neither do the Nazis. Remember the old freighter Corneille that was sunk in the harbor?
Yes, what about her?
Her masts still serve France. They are just high enough out of the water for an aerial. And this is her radio.
Wait, you mean you salvaged your wireless from the wrecked ship?
Of course. Where else would I find a wireless?
But I see no wireless. Where is it?
Right here.
But you're pointing to a wine cask.
Yes.
Quite right, mes amis. A wine cask. But you pulled the front of it out, like this. And behind it you have... no more wine cask. A wireless.
Amazing!
And now we turn it on, like this.
Send the message.
No, not yet. First I must answer my signal. Calais, Freedom, calling ZVR England. Come in.
Well, isn't it dangerous using voice transmission, Bridget? Won't the Germans listening post pick you up?
Oui, of course. But it would take them a year to locate the signal. By that time, I will have moved.
You have prepared the message in code?
Not yet. I want them to be ready.
Gee, you certainly have to take a lot of precautions in this business, don't you?
Yes, my friend. In this business, as you call it, you pay for an error with your life.
That is correct. And lives are not cheap these days.
I guess not.
Seems a little too much, 100 planes.
It will be better if all possible loopholes are covered. 100 planes are better than 50. There can be no second chance for all of us, you know that.
Yes, but 100 planes is a lot.
I still think 2 squadrons would do it.
Shh, I hear their identification calls. Oui, it is England, all right. They're wet.
The code book, where is it?
Well hidden, here on the cellar. Do not be nervous, Strasser. This is not the first time I have sent a message in code.
You're right, Bouget, but this is the biggest thing in my experience. And remember, I too know what failure can mean.
Yes, I suppose we are all on edge. I will get the code book.
Where do you hide it?
In the most obvious place, in the drawer of this desk. The Nazi mind cannot understand anything quite so simple. See?
Thank you, Bouget. Yeah. Now, hand it to me, if you please.
What's the gun for, Strasser? Is this a gag?
It is no gag, as you say, Harrigan. And my name is Strauss, not Strasser.
Why?
Hand me the book, Bouget, and no tricks. This Luger shoots remarkably well, and I will not hesitate to make use of it. Give me the code book.
Leveling a loaded revolver at Hop and Bouget, the false Strasser reveals himself in his true light, an agent for the dreaded Gestapo. With a secret code book in his possession, he can now radio British intelligence the information that we know will lead a vast armada of British fighter planes into a death trap. What can Hop do? Don't fail to be with us tomorrow, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.